Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is a quick update on the crypto markets. If you follow the channel, you'll know I recently posted a video talking about the crash in the market and the fact that Celsius, one of the crypto lenders, had suspended all withdrawals because of a liquidity crisis. We've now got an update on that situation, but there's also been some really interesting developments with regards to some of the other big players in crypto, and also the markets have continued to fall. Bitcoin has fallen to an 18-month low today and at one point in trading tested the $20,000 mark. And the currency is down more than 30% over the last 7 days. Ethereum has also seen a fall today and at one point tested the $1,000 mark. Over the last 7 days, Ethereum is now down more than 37%. I reported in my last posting that the market had touched a high of around $3 trillion around November time. However, that market cap is now down to less than 1 trillion. The crash has come at a time when a lot of markets around the world are seeing volatility. However, the speculation is that the institutional investors who had been putting a lot of money into crypto as those markets were growing and the returns were very attractive, they were drawn in, they are now looking to exit. And that means we've got a lot of sell instructions and there's more sellers than buyers, and that means that the market is being driven down. Following the freezing on all withdrawals from Celsius accounts, the company has now appointed Akin, Gump, Strauss, Hauer and Feld, a top US law firm, to help navigate it through the ongoing crisis. It now looks likely that the company is going to head towards financial restructuring, which means that it doesn't have sufficient liquidity to be able to pay back the reported $11.8 billion worth of digital assets that it has under management. So from what the market's saying, it looks like Celsius is on the verge of going bust. It's got its lawyers on board to protect itself. It doesn't have enough liquidity to be able to return all of the capital to investors. And now it's going to have to work out what the best way forward is. Now, Celsius isn't the only crypto business that's in difficulty right now. Coinbase is an online platform for buying, selling and storing cryptocurrency. The business was floated on NASDAQ in April 2021. And at its high point had a valuation of over $80 billion. The share price has crashed alongside the crypto market, and the market cap today is sitting at $11 billion. The company has just announced that it's now laying off 18% of the staff, which equates to around 1,100 people. The Coinbase chief executive, Brian Armstrong, posted a blog stating, "We appear to be entering a recession after a 10-year-plus economic boom. A recession could lead to another crypto winter and could last for an extended period." And the crypto winter that he's referring to is the period between 2018 and 2020, when we saw a significant fall in the crypto markets. So this is an expert in this market stating that he believes that we could be seeing another crypto winter appearing right now. Crypto.com, which is a crypto trading platform, has announced that it is laying off 5% of its staff, which equates to 260 people. BlockFi, which is another crypto lender similar to Celsius, has announced it's laying off 20% of its staff, equating to 170 people. And Gemini, which is a crypto exchange, has announced that it's laying off 10% of its staff, which equates to another 100 people. So I wanted to post this update because what we are seeing right now is an implosion of the crypto markets. The price of the actual coins is coming down significantly, so that means that investors are losing their money. But more importantly, the infrastructure around the whole market is now being dismantled. A lot of these companies depend upon volume of trading. So they've been gearing up their staff, they've been adding lots of additional workforce to be able to cope with the massive volume of trades that goes through in the crypto markets. And as that volume has started to reduce, and the actual profits have come off and the prices have come down, these companies are now looking potentially unsustainable. So we're already seeing some job losses, but it's likely if this market continues that we'll see a lot more job losses in 2022. And the problems don't just stop with crypto businesses themselves. Three Arrows Capital, which is a multi-billion dollar hedge fund based in Singapore, as of the last public statement, the company had a net asset value of $18 billion. However, it's known for taking large, highly leveraged stakes in both crypto businesses and cryptocurrencies directly. It holds positions in a variety of currencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Solana, all of which have fallen significantly over the last week or so. It also holds equity investments in other crypto businesses such as BlockFi. One of the key executives at Three Arrows this week tweeted, "We are in the process of communicating with relevant parties and fully committed to working this out." So we're now sitting on the verge of carnage in this whole sector. And I'll leave you today with a comment from Bill Gates, who's been quoted this week as saying that the crypto sector was a bubble economy, 100% based on greater fool theory, the idea that profit comes from finding someone dumber than you to sell your asset to. So hopefully you've enjoyed this quick update. I'll let you know as soon as there's any news and developments on this story. If you've liked what I've said today, please give me that thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.